Fresh on the heels of the defeated Nashville transit referendum, renovation work will begin on the city's downtown bus station, the Music City Central. The $6 million project was already planned, and WPLN's Tony Gonzalez reports that some consider it overdue.
Nashville's main bus terminal is now 10 years old, by no means ancient, but Amanda Cleland, spokeswoman for the Metro Transit Authority, says the work is needed because the facility is so heavily used.
And it sees roughly 17,000 people go through every day, which is about the size of, you know, a Preds game at Bridgestone.
And with buses coming and going, it can be a gnarly, unapproachable place. There are exhaust fumes, and it's loud, and grime coats its grain-brown walls. So the upgrade includes an extensive cleaning, fresh paint, and peppier new signage, meant to appeal to tourists and first-timers, but also to improve the everyday experience of riders like James Sullivan.
I contributed a lot of money to the MTA. They need to get it fixed. My money helped paying for it, they need to get it fixed.
He transfers at the station most days, going from North Nashville to 8th Avenue South, and the requests he has are mostly going to be met.
Better bathroom, better waiting area here. Yeah.
The bathrooms are up first. They've caused protests, and they'll be completely rebuilt. The biggest disruption will be a few months of closures to the bus bays, meaning many riders will board on the three surrounding streets, which will force some downtown detours. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Tony Gonzalez.